friends in Christ, as we begin ordinary time, that period of the church's year when we accompany our Lord in his public ministry. These first weeks we're hearing about, naturally, the beginning of that ministry. And today we hear the account of how our Lord first selects his first disciples. And so the theme of our reflections today can focus on that idea of calling, of conversion. It's worth emphasizing that for these first four apostles that our Lord chose from among the Galilean fishermen, their life needed to a complete turnaround. It's very impressive how we read that just by the presence of the Lord and his word, they somehow knew that this was God's calling. Normally, when we make important decisions in our lives, we take time, don't we, to consult and think about it and pray about it and discuss with others the pros and cons. Think of all the big decisions in our life. Our work, where we're going to study, career, we're going to get married, and if so, where, health decisions. We don't just kind of jump in, right? We think about it, we plan. But there can also be too much of a good thing, and sometimes we fall into what's sometimes called the paralysis of analysis. You know, you think and think and think, and you never really come to a firm decision one way or the other. And I think nowhere is that more true in our own society than in the area of religious faith. We think of how many people in our society drift through life thinking, discussing, never coming to a firm commitment, being pushed and tossed around by all the conflicting philosophies and different points of view. We've seen so much of that division and uncertainty in our own nation recently, haven't we, with the bitterly divided election campaign, and now after the presidential inauguration, big protesters. People are very much divided as to which direction the country should be going in, and people are divided about which direction their own individual lives should be going in, or they're divided internally in so many cases. Of course, the apostles had the advantage when they came to that firm decision so quickly to leave their nets and follow our Lord. They had the advantage of seeing him in the flesh, in person. It's probably hard for us to even imagine what that experience must have been like. The Lord's presence, of course, they didn't yet fully know who he was, but somehow they sensed that this is a man sent by God. His call to us is God's call. They somehow knew that right away. Left their nets and followed him. They received that grace to make a firm decision. In their case, let's remember, it lasted through their whole life and ended with all of those four except John, who died peacefully, as far as we know, in the island of Patmos, maybe. But all of the other three gave their lives for the Lord. That decision they made right then to leave their nets and follow Jesus was a totally life-changing decision, and it was made quickly. And so we're challenged too to make a firm decision to follow our Lord. And when all is said and done, life is shaped, the life of each one of us is shaped not by our discussions and consultations, but by our decisions. That's where the real the rubber hits the road, as they say. That's where it really matters. And the decision that each one of us, the most important decision each one of us can ever make, more important than decision about our job, more important than a decision about where we live, more important even than the decision about whether to get married, who to marry, is the simple decision which those apostles made then, the simple decision that Jesus Christ is going to be the guiding light of our life. The first reading, we heard the prophecy of Isaiah, of a moment which Jesus fulfills in the gospel. The prophecy that in that northern part of Israel, the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, a land where there was still, hundreds of years before Jesus, when the prophet Isaiah was alive, still lots of pagans up there. They weren't all Jewish people. One of the last parts of Israel to receive settlement by the 12 tribes. Zebulun and Naphtali were two of the 12 sons of Jacob, and their tribes settled in the northern part. But Isaiah says those beautiful words that have been immortalized in George Frideric Handel's great musical masterpiece, The Messiah, at Oratorio. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. The light of Christ coming to shine on their lives and change everything for them. And so that's what happened to Peter and Andrew, James and John, when the Lord called them. Somehow, without knowing all the details, they certainly didn't have a developed theology of the incarnation and the Trinity as exactly who Jesus was, right? But they knew this man who's calling us, God is with him, God speaks through him, and they knew that that calling was the one who would be the most important in their life. I remember when I was a teenage boy going to school in an Episcopalian boys' school, like many teenagers drifting around as regards religion, not very devout, being confused, listening to all sorts of different voices. But I came to a conclusion, I think in my last year of high school, that I didn't feel sort of born again or anything like that, but I said, well, I'm going to make Jesus Christ, I want to be a follower of Jesus, which is a very simple decision, not an emotional feeling or anything like that. But looking back, I can see, well, I made that decision, and thanks be to God, with his grace, I've never departed from that. Of course, I had a lot to learn. And years after that, I came to the fullness of Jesus' message that we find only in the Catholic Church. I converted, became a Catholic at age 26. But that simple decision, just I'm going to be a follower of Jesus, that was even more basic than my conversion to becoming a Catholic. And that's the fundamental, simple decision that each one of us is called to make and to renew constantly. Because even though we're not fishermen, we're also called to leave our nets. Sometimes they're different kinds of nets. We get tangled up in other stuff, don't we? With rivalries and jealousies and petty little grievances that kind of separate us from our brothers and sisters. In the second reading today, St. Paul talks about don't be divided. Some of you are saying, well, I belong to Peter and I belong to Apollo and I belong to Christ. Well, we all belong to Christ. And he said, get rid of these divisions about insignificant things. Remember that you all have one faith. Christ is not divided. So we're called back to that simple decision. A decision to follow Jesus as our Lord. Leave our nets of other things, maybe bad habits that we've got, worldly preoccupations that distract us from God very often. These are the nets that we need to give up as we follow Jesus. Let's give thanks to God for the calling that we've all received. We're here today because we're believers in Jesus. We've been baptized. We've been given many graces, but we need to constantly renew that very simple decision that the apostles made when Jesus called them. Yes, Lord, I want to follow you. I'll follow you till death with your help. May God help us this morning to renew that inner simple commitment to Jesus in the depths of each one's heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.